Bucks and Arlene in the States introduced me to Gretchen Wilson's music quite a few years ago now, and she was here for the party. Ooh, yeah. Well, no party is ever complete without a bit of rock and roll.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's got to be rock and roll music. If you want to dance with me. If you want to dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. Change the beauty of the melody until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks they had a jamboree. And drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me, don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me.
The fun thing about doing a podcast like this is you can go virtually anywhere. So let's try this. This is Tone Lock and Funky Cold Medina.
I dig it. Cold, cool and at a bar. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them wanna get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar. Having drinks with some no-name.
See, the thing is, I do like the beat, but...
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll.
If you're going to take anything, take the rock and roll music any day of the week. Anyway, on we go. Now, this is a song called She's a Maniac.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say something, it would be dead easy to think of that guy solely as a singer from Flashdance, but he is getting on a bit. He's about 70 now, and a session guitarist, I think, very early on, about the age of 20, I think. And he certainly worked with greats like, for example, Stevie Wonder. Great, great musician, great pedigree, Michael Cembalo. Let's go to Corona and the Rhythm.
This is the rhythm of the night. This is the rhythm of my life, my life. Oh yeah, the rhythm of my life.
I like that. Bit of disco there. You can't beat a bit of disco early in the morning. Can't be bad. Corona, the rhythm of the night. Alan Jackson, She Don't Know She's Beautiful.
what the fuss is all about. And she don't know she's beautiful. When she thinks she looks her worst, it's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never crossed my mind.
She don't know she's.
I'm a big fan of his work, actually. Alan Jackson makes some really, really great country songs. And She Don't Know She's Beautiful is just one of many. Beach Boys coming up right now from 1965. Great memories, 1965, great year. Let's go to Bette Midler and a Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
He's in the army now. He's going reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot, a tootly, a toot. He blows an H to the bar in boogie rhythm. He can't blow a note unless a bass and guitar is playing with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie woogie bugle, he was busy as a busy bee. And when he plays, he made the company jump eight to the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Now out of tootly, out of tootly, out of toot toot, he blows an eight to the bar.
Now, the 60s iconic figure Bob Dylan and the debate as to whether he should be using electric music. Well, it's up to him, isn't it? Here's the Hurricane.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they've killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the cops. And so Patty calls the cops, and they arrive on the scene with their red lights flashing in a hot New Jersey night. Meanwhile, far away in another part of town, Reuben Carter and a couple of friends are driving around. A middleweight crown had no idea what kind of shit was about to go down when a cop pulled him over to the side of the road, just like the time before and the time before that. In Patterson, that's just the way things go. If you're black, you might as well not show up on the street unless you wanna draw the heat. Jumped into a white car with out-of-state plates, and Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary, and though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. We'll be right back.
champion of the world. On flame. Rubens in South America fighting for his name. While out the decks of Bradley's still in the robbery game. And the cops are putting the screws to him looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw. Bradley said, I'm really not sure. A cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We've got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder. Take a man out with just one punch. But he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, and I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse where they tried to turn a man. From the slums to the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed in the old Algeria greed. Carter was falsely tried. The crime was murder one. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice. Criminals in their coats and their ties are free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell, an innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane, but it won't be over till they clear his name and give him back the time he's done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been the champion of the world.
Well, I know when he came to Benidorm, he was very disappointing, but The jury for me is out on that particular track. It's not one of my favourites. But did he inspire people like Bob Marley, I wonder?
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is that all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on,
get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Sky, take away everything and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unheard. And now you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah.
Get up, stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Stand up for your rights.
Always a favourite when we're travelling. We used to have the boys in the back with the cassettes listening to Bob Marley with things like Get Up and Stand Up and Ion, Lion, Zion. Two in a row from Bob Marley.
Like a lion.
very big with the surfing fraternity, so our boys used to love listening to Bob Marley as we travelled from Cornwall all the way down to the south of France and beyond. Back to the greats now. Well, sorry, Bob Marley, of course, is one of the greats, but a different type of great, the 1950s rock and rollers. We're going to go to Buddy Holly, then Elvis Presley, but first...
Maybe that someday will be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Okay, now I did say it's the greats. That was Buddy Holly, of course. Well, another king has arrived. Musically speaking.
Oh, I wish I was in a land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away. Dixieland. Sing it, fellas.
Oh, I wish I was in Dixie.
Dixieland, it's where I was born. Early Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Baby, don't you cry.
you know your daddy's bound to die. But all my trials, Lord, soon be over.
Always a great favourite of the American Trilogy and Elvis Presley. Moving on to Dixieland, of course. Another two greats coming for you on the great podcast we have for you today. Eric Clapton and Tina Turner.
We'll be right back.
Now, who would have thought when she first sang Band of Gold, Freda Payne might end up with a Band of Gold filling. This is just as Tamla Motown was beginning to tear itself apart, the first of a new label. That is definitely not the best version of that. So we're going to move on with something which you like. Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah. from the redneck girls like me.
Yep, sure was. Gretchen Wilson. I love that, actually. Got a great album of hers, which was sent to me by Burks from America. Anyway, let's go to El Divo. Regresa a mí. Brings a little bit of class to this podcast. Il Divo. I love that. And a bit of Spanish, Espanol. Jennifer. Lopez. We're almost there. We just got one from Jimi Hendrix after this. Okay, we're just about ready to finish off this podcast. It is much more, well, just has been great music, hasn't it? This is signing off time with Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. endlessly. A woman here, a woman there, try to keep me in a plastic cage. But they don't realize it's so easy to break. Oh, but sometimes I could feel my heart kind of running hot.
Crazy.